Backchat. 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 Backchat.
Hey, man. What's on your windshield?
Like bird crap or something?
I don't think that's bird crap.
Well, what is it?
That's batshit.
Batshit.
Batshit. Batshit. Batshit. A batshit. 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 Batshit.
Hey, let me ask you kids a question.
What's the podcast? It's always funny. It's the Minty Dog Radio or Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo.
What's the podcast? It's never running. It's the Minty Dog Radio or Whoop-de-doo.
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 I know.
Live from Sean Parrott's romantic Christmas dinner with his girlfriend, whatever he's doing. It's everybody's favorite podcast in the world. Starring your host, Jesse Perry. It's the Magic Dog Radio. What they do? Yes, we did it.
It has been too long, Mr. Anunson. Welcome to the Magic Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo.
I am your host, Mr. Jesse Perry, and as always, is the Fungineer.
It's fantastic to be here.
Mr. Mark Anunson.
Yes.
How was your Thanksgiving, sir?
It was bountiful, and it was blessed. It was blessed.
It was a cornucopia of good tidings.
Yes, and we had corn.
Or maize.
And a side of copia for dessert.
Yeah.
Pumpkin copia. It was a pumpkin copia.
It's for heartburn copia. Yeah.
I can't copia with that. No can do. Sorry.
Man, so glad this is episode 38 of the Manger Dog. What do you want to do?
Wow.
We haven't recorded, I guess, in about a month.
1 month and 6 hours.
But we're rectifying that.
Rectify.
It's like.
Nearly.
It's almost dirty. It's almost dirty. We should just pause and laugh about that for a while. Okay, we're
all
done.
Right, here we
okay,
go.
Good.
Yeah, a month or something.
Well, thankfully, we have some pretty big news.
Yes.
To announce, first of all, mangydog.com has been updated.
Yes.
Woo!
Yeah. Knee slappers.
MANGYDOG.com. Brand new content every single day now.
New stuff.
We urge you to subscribe to that. And we have a very special announcement that we will announce later on.
Oh, a teaser. I like
a teaser.
It. A teaser.
But first, we must play this special clip. Mark, why don't you set it up?
Well, Jesse, what I like to do is I like to write a lot of music. I'm big in the business. I was writing a song, and I got a call in the middle of the song I was writing.
Sure.
So it's a song that I was – it's scratchy. You know, it's a demo.
Right.
Got a call.
Yes.
Recorded the call. Finished the song. All in one taker. It was a one taker.
So it's a song prank call song.
Yes.
I can't wait to hear it. Let's go to it now, right here on the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo.
I got a toothpick in my mouth. I got a toothpick in my mouth. Ain't no woman strong enough to make me take it out. I got a toothpick in my mouth. I got a toothpick in my mouth. Ain't no woman strong enough to make me take it out. I ain't gonna brush. I ain't gonna floss. I think my toothpick is just enough. Oh crap. I dropped my toothpick on the ground. My toothpick's back in my mouth. My toothpick's back in my mouth. Ain't no woman strong enough to ever take it out.
My toothpick is my toothpick. Is my yapick. Is my strongest point. My toothpick distracts the ladies from the warts on my face. My toothpick. My toothpick.
Hello?
Hello?
Mark?
Yes.
This is Gina with the American Red Cross.
Oh, yes. I have a toothpick in my mouth.
I'm sorry?
Oh, one moment. I have a toothpick in my mouth.
Okay. I was hoping you might have some time to donate blood this week or next.
One moment. Oh. There's a toothpick. One moment. Yes, go right ahead.
I was hoping you might... I'm with the American Red Cross.
Oh, yes. I will not remove the cross from my toothpick from my mouth.
Okay. Will you donate blood?
If I can leave my toothpick in, certainly.
Well, you can do that.
Can I get that in writing?
Sure.
The ink must be in blood.
Your blood? Fine.
That depends. Do you try to get the toothpick out of my mouth?
No, you can keep the toothpick in your mouth.
That's right.
Yes, of course you can.
That is correct.
Mark, we haven't seen you in a while. What's up?
Do you remember me?
No, not personally, but I mean, you used to donate all the time. I can see right here.
That's very personal.
Yes.
Ever since I've been wearing the toothpick in my mouth, I've no longer been donating blood. I've no longer have been donating time to many efforts. I totally focus on toothpick. There's a toothpick in my mouth. That's all I need.
Mark, I hate
yes.
to say this, but you might need to get a life. No, I'm kidding.
My life is there as a toothpick.
Mark, where are you from?
I am from the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Where we make our own toothpicks out of tree bark.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, is this a no? Are you turning me down?
No, I will come donate. Come for you, for me, for you, for me. I know me. I will be down there at some point. I cannot make commitment.
Okay, you don't really talk that way, or is that an accent? I was trying to ask you where you're from, if you were...
I am from Tennessee.
You don't really talk that way.
Yeah, Tennessee, small town in Kyrgyzstan.
Okay.
Very small. You heard of Georgia? You've heard of Georgia?
Yeah.
Okay, Tennessee,
Atlanta?
Just a little bit north.
A little bit farther north than it. Okay.
Yes.
Mark, one more donation and you'll be a 2-gallon donor. Yay!
Yippity-doo.
Doesn't that excite you?
Everything excites me as long as my toothpick can remain firmly planted in my mouth.
You're a nut.
I'm a nut, son.
Well, listen, if I can get you to come in and donate and help save lives this Christmas, I'll buy you a whole box of toothpicks.
Do you promise that for me?
I'll do that. If you call and make an appointment.
What is your name?
Make an appointment with me right now. Gina.
Gina.
Mm-hmm.
I will have 2 days off in December. I don't know the days yet. On one of those days, I will come to the American Red Cross on Charlotte Pike and donate 1 gallon of blood.
One pint? We only need
no. I know half-ass it no more. I do whole gallon.
Well, if you let me know in advance, I'll make sure I've got you a box of toothpicks.
That's right. I'd come down there in December, and I'd give all my blood.
All your blood.
Long as you leave toothpick in my mouth.
We'll leave the toothpick in your mouth. We'll give you some more toothpicks.
I do appreciate much.
We appreciate you, too.
Thank you, Gina.
Thank you.
I will see you in December.
See you later.
I will see you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
I got a toothpick in my mouth, and I'm gonna donate blood. Nothing could be further from the truth. I no longer have the toothpick in my mouth. I don't know why I talk this way. I'm sure it's offensive to people who are from the country that talk similarly. I've got a toothpick in my mouth.
Wow.
got a toothpick in my mouth, Jesse.
Mark Anunson, you are a genius.
Thank you.
You should, that little applause clip you get,
yeah.
You should put that under, like right now. Good job, Mark.
Thank you.
Just let that applause loop run if you can.
Forever.
Just an idea. See, what you did there, I'm so jealous of. Like, you and Sean, the talent parrot, who's not here this week. I think
we miss him.
He died again. You guys have such great musical chops. Like, remember the last, like, Sean's honk, If You're
honk
Drunk.
Honk If You're Drunk. I know, fantastic. I sang that for a week.
That was fantastic. You did this great song. You do great songs all the time. And then the last episode, I did that shitty
no,
Joaquin that was... Phoenix sketch.
We should play that again.
No, we should. We should burn your computer because it has it stored in there.
I played it on FM radio, Jesse, just so you know.
Oh, that's too bad.
Nashville. Everyone in Nashville heard it.
Well, I'm sorry your show was canceled. But what I really brought out, I know that we had some downtime to do the holidays.
Yes.
So over the holidays, I learned the guitar and
cool.
I learned drums.
What?
And I created a free jazz sound collage called Sam Elliott's Dream. And I think it'll blow the doors off you hack mofos.
Oh, no.
So let's just go to the tape now here on the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo.
Elliott's Dream, produced by me.
Fantastic. And you played all the instruments
on
that,
right? All the instruments, even the baby. I played the baby.
You play a mean baby.
Before we go on, I want to thank Don Woods for producing that. Did a great job. Recorded that out in L.A. with Bonnie Raitt and him.
And Eminem.
And Eminem. It was amazing how we all met in the same place. Well, they love my Sam Elliott stuff through the show, and
we get a lot
they're
of emails
big
fans.
From them. Yeah, I don't want to drop names, but, you know, they're pick that up, would you? Now, Mark, I got a question
yes.
for you.
Yes, Jesse.
Would you like to hear some stand-up?
Absolutely.
I would like to hear stand-up, too!
Yay!
And who better than quite possibly the best guy working today, the wonderful, the lovely, the talented, Mr. Louis C.K., on the Mangy Dog Radio Hour, whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo.
I hate it. I'm just dealing with big companies. Like, my bank is the worst. They are screwing me, my bank. You know what they did to me? They're charging me money for not having enough money. Apparently, when you're broke, that costs money. The bank called. They called me up. They're like, hi, we're calling because you don't have enough money. And I was like, yeah, I know that. I know that I don't have enough money. And she's like, no, you don't understand. See, you have insufficient funds. I was like, well, that's a good way to put it, too. I agree with that. I find my funds to be grossly insufficient, frankly. I was getting ready to call you guys. But thanks for calling. to tell me that I'm broke. And she's like, well, we really need you to get more in there. It's really a problem for us, yeah. I'm like, look, I'm not being broke just to f*** with you, all right? I just don't have any money. So this is what it boils down to. She says, well, you only have $20. That's not enough. You can't just have $20. So we're going to charge you $15. So they charged me $15. Then I had $5. Now, I don't know if you've ever had only $5 in the bank. But guess what? You can't get it out. You can't. You can visit your $5. You can call it on the phone. But you can't get it out. There's no fives in the machines. And you can't go in the bank anymore because they're open for like 10 seconds. They're like, ah, and then they close. That's it. So there I had $5 that I couldn't have for 3 days till they charged me another $15, leaving me with what? That's right, negative 10. This happened to you before, hasn't it? Negative 10. What does that mean? That means I don't even have no money anymore. I wish I had nothing, but I don't have it. I don't have that much. I have not 10. That's how much I have. Negative 10. What the hell is negative 10? I gotta get somebody with some no money to lend me some. Because I don't have... I can't afford to buy something that doesn't cost anything. That's where I'm at. I can only afford to get something that costs that you give me $10. That's my price range. Negative 10. What kind of a system is that? They have people at the bank, they go, okay, some of these people don't have enough money. So we better take their money away from them because they have so little. That's it. There's no better explanation than that. Then they go, these people have so much. If you have a lot of money, they give you money. Just for having it. They go, you have so much money. That, I mean, we should give you more because you have so much. Here, take this guy's 15. The hell with him. What the hell is he doing with it? Just wasting our time. What would I do with the money anyway? I don't know. Bill Gates has $90 billion. Did you know that? Bill Gates, $90 billion. Last year, he gave away $500 million. What a cheap... I don't know. If I had $90 billion, I wouldn't have it for long. Because I would just dream of all the crazy stuff I could do with it, you know? This guy, $90 billion, he could take $2 billion. He could buy every baseball team and make them all wear dresses. And still have $88 billion. What's he waiting for? That's the kind of thing I would do. Like, buy all the pants in the world and just burn them. No more pants. The hell with everybody.
Louis C.K. Louis C.K. Louis C.K. Louis C.K. Louis C.K. God, what a brilliant, brilliant comic. Love that guy.
Funny, funny.
Now, one reason that we're playing clean clips,
yes,
you know, he has a newer special, it's a little bit R-rated, but, you know, that's because Mark hosts a show on Sellout Radio.
Yeah, FM. Hello.
And, you know, this is the time to plug, so get that plug in, Mr. Nunson.
Well, great timing because I am off for winter break.
Outstanding.
And I don't know what show I'll get in the spring. I don't know what time I'm going to be on.
Mm.
But do yourself a favor. Go to www.wrvu.org. And check out the show, Get Up Stand Up.
Get Up Stand Up at WRVU.org.
Thank you, friends.
Man, it's a fantastic show. Now, we also have some more clubs plugs. Mark, are you performing stand-up anytime soon?
I am going to be doing all all of my preparations going towards a live Mangy Dog Radio Hour Whoopie Doo show.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
You stepped all over my teaser.
Yes, I did. Yeah, that's we have to talk about it. We promised.
That's right. We got a big announcement. February 22nd, 2-2-2. The next Mangy Dog live show will occur at the Improv Nashville Theater.
Yay, theater.
Not Bongo Java.
No.
An actual theater, maybe.
Not the Muse.
Not the Muse.
Not Bar Car.
A place where non-junkies hang out.
Yes.
And enjoy live performance.
Yes.
And we hope to have you there. Tickets, I believe, are only $5.
Yes.
$2 cheap. With a student ID. Please spread the word. We want this to be a great show. And those shows will be turned into episodes of the Mangy Dog Podcast.
Whoop-dee-doo! Whoop-dee-doo, everyone!
Wow, very exciting.
I'm worn out.
Do you have any stand-up coming up? Did I ask you that already?
I don't have anything booked. Thanks for asking.
Okay, yes. You're still planning your 09 calendar?
Yeah, looking towards 010 right now.
Cool.
What do you got, Jesse? Do you have any live shows?
Can I've got the Mangy Dog live show.
All right.
I am performing, actually, the night before that, I will be with Paul Strickland in Union City, Tennessee.
You go, girl.
Jealous much?
You go, girl.
But that'll be a really fun show. And I think I'm performing somewhere else, but I can't remember.
Yay!
All right. Now, this has been a very musical episode,
yes.
And I can't think of any better way to end with a little more music from Mark and Nunson. On behalf of the Fungineer,
yes, sir.
I'm Jesse Perry. See you next time on the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-dee-doo.
Whoop-dee-doo. This is a song about something that is very important to me, and I recently lost the song about all of my investments.
I used to be super rich, but now I'm just the economy bitch. Oh, how I miss those good old days. I would take $100 bills, rip them up just for thrills. But oh man, those were. Your life had a purpose, but now I have no money and I have nothing to